This is a group processing session by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 8th of February, 1954. The title is Group Processing, Automaticities. This group processing session is 59 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
February 8th, first afternoon hour. I want you now to reverse your chairs so that you're facing the other end of the room. It doesn't matter. All right. Now, the reason I'm doing this, if you've got to have a reason, is we're just simply reversing the auditing flow. That's the only significance to this. Okay. I want you to spot now any automaticity which has occurred and resulted in a bog down. That is, you have had in any auditing you have ever had. Just spot one. Be way away from your body. Now come on, let's spot one of these automaticities. Spot an automaticity. Now duplicate it. And duplicate it and duplicate it and duplicate it. Go on, just put it up there and duplicate it. Lots of it. Lots of duplicates of it. Lots of duplicates. More of them. Now get the idea of being the auditor in this session. Get the idea of being yourself. Being the auditor in this session. Now mock up a lot of duplicates of yourself as the auditor in this session. Now be yourself and mock up a lot of duplicates of yourself having this automaticity. Now be the auditor and mock up an awful lot of duplicates of you being the auditor. Okay. Now throw that away, mop it up, do something with it. And duplicate now what you've just done. Many times. Duplicate what you've just done. All right, throw that away. Now give me three things you don't have to duplicate. Three things you don't have to duplicate. Some more things. And now some things that aren't demanding that you duplicate them. Some more things that aren't demanding that you duplicate them. Some more things that aren't demanding that you duplicate them. Let's check off some places where you are not. And get some places now that aren't demanding that you duplicate them. And now some people that aren't demanding that you duplicate them. And now some years that aren't demanding that you duplicate them. Some years that aren't demanding that you duplicate them. And now some places where you are not thinking. All right, let's get the idea now of going away, coming back, finding nothing, and putting something there. And just continue to run that cycle for a while. Okay, let's check over now some dead bodies that you are not. Some more. Some dead bodies that you are not. More dead bodies that you are not. More of them. Now let's get some statues that you are not. Okay, now let's check over some things which don't have to remind you of something. Some things that don't have to remind you of something. Get at least one that you're very certain of. All right, let's mock up a guiding light now. And more and more and more guiding lights. Make it glitter more. More of them, and more of each one of them, and denser on each one, and get the fire on it hot and radioactive. See if you can get it to continuously glow, or get them to continuously glow. Lots of them now. More of them. They do anything peculiar, just keep putting them where you were putting them originally. Just keep putting them there. More glow, more power, more glitter. Put some more of them there. More of them. More guiding lights. Now have the guiding light tell you what the future's going to be like. And keep putting it there while it tells you all about the future. I would tell you the future's made out of vanilla gumdrops now. Have it insist on this. Okay, give me several places where you are not. Some more places where you are not. With your eyes closed now, see a messed object. Look straight through it, and look through all succeeding objects. And another messed object, and look through it. Okay, now find something real in your environment. And not using your hands, reach for it and withdraw from it. Do that again. Okay. Now be at some distance from the body. All right, now think a thought. Now have that thought be the cause of all of your difficulty. And get the reasons why it is. Think another thought. And have that thought be the cause of all of your difficulties. Get the reasons. Get some kind of a picture now, even though it is black, and assign it the cause for all of your difficulties. And get the reasons why. And another picture. And assign it, cause for all of your difficulty. And get the reasons why. Now take any well-known label or brand, trademark, sign it the cause for all of your aberration and downfall, and get the reasons why it is. Now get how much courage it's going to take you to go on after you knew this. Now pick out a person, assign this person all of the cause that has made you into such an effect. And get four nonsense reasons why this is so. Now pick out a movie actor and assign him the cause for all of your difficulty and then nonsense reasons as to why. Okay, mark up a black box, move it to the right and stop it. Move it to the left and stop it. Decide which is right and left. Move it to the right and stop it. Black box, move it to the left and stop it. Move it up and stop it. Move it down and stop it. Now turn it around and stop it. Move it up and stop it. Move it behind you and stop it. Now change it. Now start it, now stop it. Now change it. Now start it, now stop it. Now change it. Now start it, now stop it. Now give me some places that you know you are not. And some things which you don't have to believe are real. Some things which you don't have to believe are real. Some things you don't have to agree to. Now get various bodies in which you are not stuck. Now pick out various auditing sessions that you have had, one after the other, and assign to each one the cause of all of your difficulty. Get more of them and assign to each one, this is the cause of all my difficulty. When I was a child, too. Some more auditing sessions. Now give me some places where you are not. Now some places where you will not be 30 seconds from now. Some more. All right, now get some places you are not at this moment being ordered to go to. I'll get some emergencies which are not demanding your immediate presence. Now some circumstances, preferably catastrophic, which are not demanding your immediate presence. Now, some places where you are not at this moment going unconscious. Some more. Now some places where you are not at this moment dying. Now some places where you are not immediately going unconscious. Okay. Let's mock up now a guiding light. Same way, more of them. Lots of them. Lots more of them. Now let's get some form of light or darkness which you can easily reject and throw away. Some form of light or darkness which you can easily throw away. Change its quality or value until you can throw it away. Okay, now check off some of your possessions. Some of your possessions that you could throw away with certainty. Some of the things which you have, which you really could throw away. Okay. Now, let's be way up. Look over the environment. Right where you are. And have object after object. Put the thought in each one of them of looking up and assigning cause to you. You're the cause of me or of this. Get object after object now, assigning cause to you. You're the cause of all this. On object after object, looking at you now reverently and saying, you're the cause of all this. Okay, now have object after object look at you and say you're the blame for this. Object after object. Now pick out people in the environment and have each one of those firmly with the thought, shame on you, you're to blame for this. Now put the thought in a lot of these people now, we know all about you. You don't know, but we know. Put that thought in them now. Now give me some places where you are not. Some places where you are not. And all those tending to dope off in this process, and all others, particularly those tending to dope off here. Those tending to dope off. Those tending to dope off. start mocking up unconscious people. Start mocking up unconscious people. The idea being to mock up unconsciousness. Let's just mock up large numbers of unconscious people. Large numbers of unconscious people. More of them, more of them, more of them. Now start mocking up unconscious people and changing them into you. Unconscious people, change them into you as a thetan. Unconscious people, change them into you as a thetan. Unconscious people, change them into you as a thetan. Okay, throw them away. And give me some conditions which you are not in. Some conditions which you are not in. Some more conditions that you're not in. Now let's check off some bank vaults which you are not in at the moment. Some bank vaults that you are not in at the moment. Now let's check off some stoves that you are not in at the moment. Now let's check off some houses you do not have to run out of at this moment. And some tortures it is not necessary for you to avoid at this moment. Some tortures not necessary for you to avoid at this moment. Let's check off some wild animals that are not attacking you. Let's check off some things now that did not create you. Okay, let's mock up some guiding lights. Lots of them. Some guiding lights. Lots of them. More guiding lights. Many more guiding lights, masses of them, lots of them, billions of them. Guiding lights, each one saying independently, come this way. Or doing that, have some appear behind you, doing the same thing. Okay, just mock up mobs of guiding lights. Do what you please with them and give me three places where you don't have to be in the next 3 seconds. Some more. Some more. Okay. Mock up a sound. Change it and stop it. And then keep on doing that, time after time after time after time. Mock it up. Change it. Stop it. Mock it up. Change it. Stop it. I don't care what kind of a sound it is. Anything you can get. Mark up a sound. Change it. Stop it. All right, get a mock-up of you now being bombarded with sound from all sides, going frantic and spinning in. Duplicate it. Duplicate it. Duplicate it. Duplicate it. Duplicate it. Now mock up a beam of light. Change it and stop it. Mock up a beam of light. Change it and stop it. Again, again, again. Do it some more. Now get it coming from another direction entirely, one you've neglected. Change it and stop it each time. Now give me some predicaments from which you are not trying to extricate yourself. Some difficulties from which you're not trying to pull yourself out. Some more difficulties from which you're not trying to pull yourself out, and spot where these are geographically each time. Now get several places where you're not trying to bring yourself back to life. Some more places where you're not trying to bring yourself back to life. Now some places where somebody else is not trying to bring you to life. Now some places where somebody else isn't trying to bring himself back to life. And some places where you are not trying to bring somebody back to life. And some mythical or fictitious lives where you are not trying to wake yourself up in. Some mythical, fictitious lives into which you are not trying to wake up. Okay, give me a couple of particles now that you don't object to having together. The couple of particles, you don't object to having a part. And get somebody else and get a couple of particles. This person doesn't object to having a part. It doesn't object to having together. Now, name to yourself several people you don't have to have with you in order to be audited. Come on, let's get some. Give me some places where you were not. Be way up in the sky somewhere. Way up. And now get something in front of you and say, I'm now going to move it in this direction and move it in that direction. Something else and move it in another direction. Continue that exercise. Now let's find something real in the environment and reach it and withdraw from it. Find something else real in the environment and look straight through it. Now give me some items that are not hopeless. Some more items that are not hopeless. Something about the future that is not hopeless. Now get some things you are not at this moment causing. Some places where you are not. Some places where your body is not out of control. Now feel something. Any way you care to, just feel something. Determine whether or not you felt it. Determine whether or not you caused it. Now get the person that you least would like to think you were like. That you least would like to think you were like. And mock yourself up as that person. Mock yourself up as that person, flanked by mobs of that person. More of that person. Now get that person considering you with the traditional attitude. It's a sign of that person. You have the attitude. And consider you. Now mock up mobs of you again as that person, considering you as an individual. Again. 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 Now mock yourself up as yourself, considering that person. Again. Again. Now, as you're that person, considering you. Again. Again. And now, give me some places you are not. Some conditions you do not have to be in. Find something that's really real to you. Find the floor beneath your feet. Locate the anchor points of the room. Find the floor. End of session.